Man, y'all knew this shit was coming, man. Look, LeBron has been traded to the Los Angeles Lakers. Let's see, they picked up Rondo. Who else the fuck they pick up? They got LeBron, they got Rondo. I feel like they picked up some... Yeah, Lance Stephenson. And I fuck with Lance. You know what I'm saying? I know everybody remembers what Lance did to LeBron in the playoffs a few years back. LeBron was playing for the Heat. And, hell, I don't even know if it was a playoff game. I'm sure it was. You know the old clip where Lance Stephenson's, like, blowing in the nigga's eye and shit. If you're not familiar, go look it up. You know what I'm saying? It's going to pop up on YouTube. If you just type in Lance Stephenson and LeBron James, the shit going to pop up. So, fuck, a lot of shit went down today. I think, not Clint Capela. A big man, I forget the big man from Los Angeles Lakers, he got traded. Got a one-year deal somewhere. JaVale McGee, they picked up JaVale McGee as well for Los Angeles Lakers. Which to me feels like, just like, what are y'all doing, really? If they don't get Kawhi here in the next day or two, I don't see them no better than OKC. If they don't pick up Kawhi here in the next day or two. DeMarcus Cousins has recently just got traded to the Golden State Warriors for 1 year. My nigga, that's a USA team right there, my nigga. Can you say cheat codes activated? What the fuck? It's a wrap, nigga. They got Boogie Cousins, KD, Draymond, Klay, and Steph in the starting lineup. My nigga. It's a fucking wrap, bro. Like, that is probably the best starting five that has been in the last 15 years. And you know they all gonna be starting. You know what I'm saying? It's cheating, bro. It's definitely cheating. They already had KD. Now they got... But, you know, Boogie only got one leg. But, shit, all you need is two arms, my nigga. I'm anxious to see how this next season is going to turn out. I mean, we already know how it's going to end up, you know. Golden State most likely going to be there. You know what I'm saying? It's wild. It's really wild what's going on. I'm hoping that Kawhi Leonard goes to OKC or somewhere on the East. You know what I mean? Because now the West Conference is just completely uncompetitive. It's not even fair. So moving along, man, I haven't really touched up on Drake's new album. Gave it a few days. You know, it ain't even been out a week yet, I don't think. But I'm going to go ahead and tap in. I didn't really... get knee deep into it. I just feel like, my nigga Drake, if Pusha T never told us about this baby, my nigga, would Drake ever be addressing this shit? If Pusha never told us this, would your ass, would you have even said anything? That's what I want to know about the son. I mean, Drake said he has had a kid on a new album, therefore making Pusha T's song Infrared valid and ultimately confirming the fact that Drake did indeed get bodied. I mean, he solidified his own L. He pretty much said, yeah, he pretty much admitted that he took a motherfucking L. So, you know, let us know what you think about that in the comments. That shit was crazy. But, there's some crazy shit I came across that happened in June. Like I said, we haven't even tapped in and plugged in with y'all in so long. I don't know if you heard about Morgan Summerlin, this white woman in Georgia. 25-year-old white woman pled guilty. for letting men rape her young daughters. Okay, she got 20 years, no parole. Super, super, super fucked up situation. She was doing some dog ass motherfucking shit. Her daughters did not deserve that. You know, and she probably was doped up. You know, you gotta be a meth head. You're not in your right mind if you're going to jail for letting men rape your daughters. Something's wrong with you. You know what I'm saying? So, you know, the men paid her in cash and drugs after they molested these 5 and 6 year old young girls. These are babies, man. God damn. You know, to be human, you're really lucky to only have one motherfucking life, because imagine how crazy this fucking place would be if everybody had, you know, a lot more than one life, or just an extended life. Long, you know, longer than the lifelong, you know, normal lifelong life age or whatever the fuck, however the fuck you say it. Because people are fucked up. You know what I'm saying? People are fucked up. This is fucking crazy. One man, this nigga, looking at this nigga's picture. Matter of fact, the woman that got sentenced for 20 years, her name is Morgan Summerlin. But anyway, Richard Pop Office, this old-ass 78-year-old black man, he was sentenced to life for his foul play that he was involved in, all the shit that he was involved in as far as his part. He was the main one. It said that the 6-year-old was rubbing his feet while he was raping the 5-year-old. That nigga got life. He's 78. He ain't got too much longer, so that's probably why they gave him life. The girl's grandmother was also charged for knowing and failing to protect. Like, nigga, this shit's ill, nigga. Another man. The girls were taking a visit. This dude, Alfredo Trejo, he was convicted in February of rape, child molestation, sexual battery, enticing a child for indecent purposes, trafficking a person for sexual servitude, and aggravated child molestation. I mean, it's just so difficult to imagine the type of shit that goes around, that goes down the way that it does. You know what I'm saying? Moving along, because I hate talking about shit like that. Reggie Fields, 12-year-old Reggie Fields, man. Shout out to this young CEO. I know y'all probably heard about some kid going viral. Had a video of him cutting grass, and some neighbors in the neighborhood called the police on this little nigga for getting a little bit too deep into their yard. He didn't even get that deep. He just didn't realize that he was, you know, cutting a little bit into that yard when he was cutting grass. He has his own lawn cutting company. It's called Reggie's Lawn Cutting Service in Cleveland, Ohio. It's a suburb out there called Maple Heights. He has brothers and sisters and cousins working. He's getting a lot of new clients ever since someone called the cops on him for mowing the wrong yard. And it's not like he just ran through and mowed somebody's full yard, you know what I'm saying? He actually was cutting someone's yard and just dipped into it a little bit. And Lucille Holt, the woman that hired the crew, said the neighbors called the police because they strayed into their yard, they said. So the kids cut my grass is what the neighbors were saying when they called the police. Lucille Holt, the woman that posted the video on YouTube, like, once again, it's got, like, last time I looked, it had over 500,000 views. Obviously, if it wasn't Reggie, one of them little niggas didn't know that they was in the grass cutting it. I mean, he's 12 years old, so how old is everybody? You know what I mean? Reggie told the police he didn't even realize he was cutting the yard and was surprised that somebody called the police on him for cutting their grass. His mom, though, Reggie's mom, said the police talked to the neighbors, of course, and the kids, and they they've been cutting up to 5, 6, 7 yards a day. and he's gotten into the business, she said, because it helped him afford candy. I mean, he's just a kid, you know what I mean? I think it's dope. I used to do that shit when I was younger, when my pops had me out there cutting grass, and I could make a few dollars. And in the wintertime, you know, with the snow as well. Shout out to Reggie. I would hit you up, personally pay you, but I live in like a fourplex situation, and the landlord got people here professionally trimming my shit, so I'm really low-key straight, you know what I'm saying? But shout out to Reggie and, you know, the young 12-year-old CEO out there with his own lawnmower company and all his brothers and sisters and cousins. Man, y'all keep doing y'all thing. Y'all stay out the streets, because selling drugs and whatnot ain't really what it is. Trust me. So, if you're now tuned the fuck in, man, this is the Plug In Podcast. And, I fuck with Sauce Walker, you know what I mean? Sauce Walker's a Houston, Texas rapper, up and coming. He's been rapping for years, you know what I mean? But I would say over the last 4 years, he's really been putting in work, like world star hip hop type of work, as far as all his content. And I would say like 2 weeks ago, man, this nigga came out with this Mask On song. And it's a diss towards Future. The rapper Future. I don't know where this comes from, but I know that Sauce always talks about how people stealing his drip, stealing his flavor, stealing the sauce. And you gotta understand Sauce Walker, his whole demeanor is based off the drip. What is the drip, you ask? Well, you need to pretty much just go on YouTube or Google Sauce Walker. I fuck with Sauce Walker because he's original. He has his own style. I don't know anybody who raps like him. So, of course, it's easy for him to just come out whenever he sees somebody use some of his terminology. You know what I mean? And it looks like that's what he's doing now with Future. He has a whole song where he's gassing this nigga called Mask On. And at the end of the song is what's my favorite part. He's talking all this bullshit at the end of the song. And it's fucking hilarious. Because he's going to fuck in on Future. But, hold on, I gotta fucking... But yeah, so he's got the Mask On track where he's going in. Then the nigga drops a video. And I'm like, wow, this nigga for real. Future's a fucking superstar. He's one of hip-hop superstars. I would say he's a top 10 hip-hop superstar. Now, he's not my personal top 10, but I fuck with him. He's not my personal top 10, though. But as far as, like, being you know, consistent touring, consistently selling records, consistently dropping hits, Future's up there. Goddamn right. He plugged the fuck in all the way. But apparently Sauce thinks he's been stealing some drip, some sauce, some flavor or something. Because, nigga, if you're a real hip-hop fan like me, go check it out. The song is called Mask On by Sauce Walker. Get back with me. Let me know what's up. Anyway, I'm bringing him up because there's this other upcoming rapper who's signed to Future's record label, Free Band Gang, and his name is Casino. And I got wind of these niggas going back and forth on Instagram. And it was quick. It wasn't too much Twitter talking or Instagram talking, whatever fucking shit they was on. But, you know, they was talking shit, taking little cheap shot, low blows back and forth, and I thought it was kind of funny. So let me know if you fuck with them, and let me know what you think about that. I haven't heard anything since. Right now, it's just on the internet talk. Like, the thing is, you know, motherfuckers like 6ix9ine and Trippie Redd, how they recently was going back and forth on Instagram Live, seemed like every other minute. Those are niggas who are the ages between 15 and 23. I don't know how this casino nigga is, but I know Sauce gotta be damn near 30, if he ain't already. Okay? And it's just a little, people just act a little bit different as the older they get. Because these niggas was running their mouth on the gram in the comment section. But a nigga didn't go live on Instagram. And this is after this Mask On song came on. Came out, I'm sorry. So let me know what's going on, man. In the comments, plug the fuck in with me. Let me know what's going on, because you already know what the fuck going on. Yeah, so now we have, let's see. Okay, so 3 people are dead, over 100 are injured after smoking fake weed. This is down here in Illinois. It's laced with rat poison. You can look up exactly where it's at, but there's been cases in Illinois with fake weed. 3 people dead, over 100, after smoking fake weed. Laced with rat poison. Okay, look, the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention, they've issued a national alert. Patients with severe bleeding, you know what I mean? They're you know, when you cough, you're bleeding. It's in your urine. It's in your nose. It's in your gums. It's been outside Illinois as well. It's been cases out in Missouri, Wisconsin, Maryland, Indiana have treated some affected patients. So it's spreading. This to me just sounds like a dirty motherfuckers out here trying to take us out. It don't sound nothing different than all the food that they're serving us. You know what I'm saying? It's one thing about these fast food places, which, you know, honestly, a lot of us, have to go. We can only afford so much, you know what I mean? But then, you know, now, over the last few years, I've started to realize that it don't matter if you go to the grocery store or the drive through, my nigga. I'm seeing and hearing that a lot of fruit is getting treated with a bunch of toxic shit before it gets in the grocery store. You gotta understand, a lot of this shit gets maneuvered and people are stepping on it. And it's going through a lot of shit before it actually gets into Walmart. In most cases. You know what I'm saying? But this shit right here, it just sounds like a dirty motherfucker that, I mean, it's fake weed for one, and then it's laced with rat poison. So it's like, how did it get into the dealer's hands? You know what I mean? They trying to take niggas out. And the story breaks off with Illinois, so. What's that mean? Chicago? You know what I mean? What they trying to do? Knock niggas. They trying to knock them niggas down with that shit. But, you know, it said, like, Wisconsin, Baltimore, Indiana, Missouri, or just, you know, some other areas where there have been affected patients with the same, probably the same, similar side effects as far as bleeding, internal bleeding as well. You get any, if there's anything like that going on with you or somebody you know, get them to the emergency room immediately. Call 911. So police in Albemarle, North Carolina, said a man was shot and killed last Monday after an argument on Snapchat. When I first heard this story, I couldn't do nothing but chuckle. You know what I mean? Because that ain't plugged in at all, my nigga. I heard the headline and I said, what the fuck going on? A nigga smoked a nigga on Snapchat? Really? So a nigga literally was holding his hand. He was holding his phone. And there's a little button on the app because everybody got, I mean, not everybody, but you know, the Snapchat app. In order to record your snaps, you got to hold the button. You can set it up to where you ain't got to hold it. but you gotta hold your phone, you gotta aim the camera at whatever the fuck you're recording. So this nigga running his mouth, and we still don't know what the argument was about or why it got so escalated. Obviously somebody's bitch got fucked. Excuse me, maybe someone's wife got fucked on. Maybe somebody's hoe got fucked on. I don't know. But the police captain said it was quite surprising that someone would videotape the incident. And the suspect is the one that videotaped the motherfucking incident. What a stupid motherfucker, right? Not plugged in at all. So, Jason Dennis Braley, he died after being shot. I'm hoping I said his name right. He got shot multiple times. Hassan Webster was charged with first-degree murder. He was still on the scene when police arrived. If you go look at the Snapchat video, because nowadays it's so normal, they've normalized it so much to see someone getting smoked on the internet, preferably Facebook. A lot of times Instagram, Facebook and Instagram, I look at is the same thing because they're owned by the same people. So, yeah, go look it up. This dumbass nigga is on here talking about shut the fuck up, nigga, you ain't about that shit. Trying to provoke the whole situation before he shoots the man. Talking about, I'ma shoot you, nigga, and talking about, nigga, I do this, nigga, or I'll let this thing go, you know what I mean? Talking about pretty much just hyping himself up to kill someone. Only thing is this motherfucker's recording the whole time, you stupid motherfucker. And that's what's wrong with us now. You know what I mean? Where did we go wrong to where we got niggas killing people on, you know, just dry snitching? You want to go to prison. Ultimately, he knows something's wrong with him, right? He got to know something's wrong with him to record himself murdering somebody on Snapchat. I mean, it's just like when XXX died. There was people standing outside his car recording him instead of helping him because he's a human. He's still a normal person. He's a kid. Yeah, he's old soul, you know what I mean? Old spirit, whatever you want to call it. He had that, clearly. You could hear it in his music. But you got dumbass motherfuckers who nowadays, they're either so starstruck or there's some groupies. And they whipping out the phone when the man is dead in his front seat of his vehicle. And it's like, what the fuck? You know, it's just, it's wild to me. So like I said, when the police showed up, this nigga Hassan Webster was still on the scene. In the video, he even says, look what you made me do after the fact. After he shot him, he's like, now I'm about to go to prison because of your stupid ass type shit. I'm like, nigga, that's not plugged in. What the fuck going on? Yeah, man, so it's also, I got some other shit I wanted to run by. These two cops from Williamson County, Texas. These motherfuckers, dumbass motherfuckers, was fired. Because, check this shit out. They was trying to recruit other cops on the force. They was trying to recruit other cops on the force to the Klan. I said to the Klan, my nigga. Yes, the Klan. You know what? I'm not talking Wu-Tang. Listen, Deputy David Gay and Sergeant. Listen, Deputy David Gay, 45 years old, and Sergeant Greg Palm, 29 years old. The sheriff's office has no tolerance for discrimination or hatred. Okay? Williamson County, Texas Sheriff's Office said they ain't got time for this type of shit. Fired both of them. So you mean to tell me you both you motherfuckers have been working? Because it says they've been working here for years. The 29-year-old hadn't. He was fairly new. But the 45-year-old cop been there for a minute. So both of y'all gonna try to just recruit other ones and think that somebody's not gonna run their mouth? Not everybody's with that hate crime or terrorist white power shit. Y'all found for that, and y'all think y'all personally stupid. I want to give a moment of silence for Dominique White. Rest in peace, Dominique White. Dominique White's family, Dominique White last year, it's been about a little over 9 months. His story, he made national news. Police officers gunned him down in Topeka, Kansas. As he was running, they shot him in the back. So, yeah, his Dominique White's family is suing the city of Topeka police officers. And I'm just hoping and praying that they get more than $75,000, because I've seen something on the news station live, and they was talking about $75,000. Not giving them at that moment, just, you know, $75,000 ain't enough. You know what I mean? He had kids. He was a brother. He was a son. Uncle. You can look up the video. You know what I mean? Like I said, it made national news. So, C Murder, though, I don't know if y'all familiar, but C Murder, the rapper who went to prison back in, like, 2008, 2009, or maybe he probably went to jail way before that. Shit, I'm tripping, for real. C Murder been in jail for a minute, my nigga. But pretty much the people that snitched on him and said he's the one that did it, you know, back when that nigga went to prison for murder, somebody, the people who pointed him out in court, they recently came out and said that they were forced to do that. So it looks like C Murder's gonna get out soon. Free C Murder. Shout out True Records, No Limit Records, and all that. That was my favorite No Limit rapper ever. You know what I'm saying? Period. Even when Snoop went there, and I fuck with Snoop, but C Murder always was that nigga, man. C Murder been plugged the fuck in. Free C Murder. Y'all already know what the fuck going on, man. Shout out. So, you know, we're going to be seeing C soon. That's going to be dope. So, to top all this off, man, there was this transgender woman named Charlotte Dimer or Climber. I think it's Dimer, though. Anyway, in Washington, D.C., it looks like this transgender woman went to a Cuban restaurant and rum bar in D.C. And when asked for her ID when trying to use the bathroom, she tried to show someone that worked for the staff, because they pretty much was like, nah, motherfucker, you can't go up in this bathroom. You are not a woman. So Charlotte then proceeded to whip out the laws and whatnot. Probably had some paperwork, whipped out the phone or something like that, showing the laws on her phone. And the bar employee still wasn't having that shit. So look, Charlotte warned this employee at this rum bar again. That motherfucker still wasn't having it. So Charlotte took it to Twitter. It got real crazy the next day, because they wouldn't let this manly looking woman come into the bathroom to use the bathroom and the women's bathroom. If he just took his ass into the, or maybe he was trying to go in the men's. Maybe they just wasn't letting his ass go in, period. Anyway, they discriminated against him. It got crazy, though. You know what I mean? The D.C. mayor came out and said how this is unfair, unjust. No one should have to go through this. It's illegal. So then immediately, the rum bar, the Cuban rum bar, came out on Twitter and apologized, wrote a full thread, you know, so they wouldn't look crazy to that community. See how much power they got? I think it's interesting, and I think it's amazing how much power they got. Because once you go in deep with the law, that's power. And that's what black folk need. We ain't got it, man. We got all this black excellence. And we got all these black hoes. And, you know, then we also have black queens. And we have black kings. And, you know, we have black deadbeat dads, some might say. We have some black struggling thoughts out here. All types of black shit. But we have little black power. The only black power we really have is like LeBron James, Puff Daddy, Jay-Z, Beyonce. You know what I mean? Oprah, people like that. But they are not. You know what I mean? They're not, even Akon's up there too, but they haven't set up what, like, what needs to happen is there should be a Wakanda, just like on Black Panther. I'm not saying it should look directly and it should be the same type of shit, although that would be dope as fuck, but I think there should be a Wakanda. Me personally, you know what I mean? I'm 33 years old. There's a lot I haven't seen, you know what I mean? But from what I can say, as far as a culture, as a black, as an African-American, in America, as an African, there's not a lot of power amongst us, you know what I mean? Even when Obama was president, we just felt it. We feel, that's, you know what I mean? As far as I'm concerned, when power comes in, we just feel it. We don't truly have it. When you truly have it, you don't got to depend on where you spend your money at, you know, who's ultimately benefiting and profiting from your money for your full life. Who are you genuinely giving your money to and investing your money to for the term of your life? That's how I look at it. Do I want to put the money in this man's hands for the rest of my life? Or can I twist this around to where I'm making the money and I can produce, you know what I mean, enough to last through a generation and another generation? That's all I'm saying, man. I look at it a little differently. Others may look at it a little differently too, you know what I mean? So I ain't going to keep y'all too long. Like I said, I really do appreciate everybody for plugging the fuck in. We ain't been on here in a minute. You know what I'm saying? But yeah, man, tap in with us on Instagram. You know what I'm saying? Go ahead and plug on in with us every day on Instagram page. Share this video. And we're going to plug the fuck in with y'all next time. I'm plugged in.